There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to our podcast. So, what have I got for you this time? Well, we're going to go into the office, and we're going to try and give you some help where you might want to get somebody to change their behavior, the way that they behave. So, when we're working in an office, whether the team is 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever number of people, we often have problems with people who do things a little bit differently than we do or behave in a little different way, and we want to try and get them to change. So how do we do that? So here's some useful phrases for English at work. It would be great if you could. It would be great if you could come into work a little sooner. Why are you always 10 minutes late? Why can you not get in here at 8:45 like everybody else? So let's try it. It would be great if you could just get here a few minutes before, okay? Or it would be great if you could send me that report by the end of the week so I get a chance to read it over the weekend and then we can discuss it on Monday. But if I only get it on Monday, then it delays us a further day because I've got meetings and I have to read it before we meet. So it would be great if you could send it to me before close of business on a Friday. I would really appreciate it if you would stop drumming your fingers on the table. Do you know that person who sits beside you and they go, they drum their fingers or knock their fingers on the table. They have some little habit that you don't like. I'd really appreciate it if you would stop doing that. It's really annoying and frustrating. Or somebody is humming beside you. They may not be so good singer and you're trying to focus in an open plan office and this can be a little bit annoying. So you'd nicely say to them, I'd really appreciate it if you would. I'd really appreciate it if you would not interrupt me when I'm speaking. So this is another habit that people have. And just when you're about to say something, says, well, but, he said, well, just hold on. I'd really appreciate it if you would let me speak. And then, of course, you can have your say or you can agree or disagree with whatever you wish to do. So I'd really appreciate it if you would kindly not interrupt. Would you mind? Would you mind if I said something? Would you mind not talking so loudly on the phone when you're talking to your friends? I can hear all of the conversation, and as nice as it is, really, I'd like to concentrate on my work. So would you mind either taking the call outside in the corridor or in the kitchen, but not at the desk? Would you mind? Would you mind awfully if I took my lunch hour now? I need to go and do something. Would you mind if I borrowed the car parking space for tomorrow because there's only two spaces and I need to drop a child to school or I need to pick somebody up on the way home? Would you mind? I'd really appreciate it if you would call me Harry. I don't like Har or I don't like Henry. I really prefer Harry. I'd really appreciate it if you would call me Harry. I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't eat your lunch at the desk. It's a bit messy, it's dirty, and we both have to share this space. So could you eat it in the kitchen or could you eat it in another location? I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Okay, so these are nice ways to ask somebody to do something or to behave differently. And the important thing here is that these phrases are indirect, okay? And when you speak in an indirect way, you take the anger out of it. You don't sound so rude because, you know, we could, of course, just say, stop eating at the desk. Please stop talking when I'm trying to say something. Please don't talk so loudly on the telephone. That can come across a little bit rude. it's very direct. But when you use indirect phrases like, it would be great if you could, I would really appreciate it if you would you mind, I'd really appreciate it if you could do this, yeah? Okay, so when we use these indirect phrases, it softens the tone, we sound more polite, and there's more chance that the person is going to do what you want them to do. And if you're trying to get somebody to change their behavior, do something differently, well, this is the best way to do it. Okay, well, try those and see how you get on. And as always, if you have any comments that you want to make or you want me to look at anything else, well, of course, you can contact me, and you can do that on www.EnglishLessonViaSkype.com, where I'm very happy to take your suggestions, your ideas, and we can include them into our next podcast session. So, as always, when you get onto my webpage, you'll be able to get a link to the Easy Peasy Club, which is a really economic, easy, and effective way for you or your friends to learn English. We're now, I think, on episode number 34, so week 34 of the lessons on the Easy Peasy Club. So lots and lots of people joining. So if you need to, well, you know where it is. So as always, thanks for listening, and join me again soon.